This is a dictation for Mr. William Cosby, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-C-O-S-B-Y. Date of birth is 6/13/1944. Date of accident 10/9/2020. And date of service is 6/9/2022. Mr. William Cosby is a 77-year-old gentleman who was allegedly involved in an automobile accident where he was hit on his driver's side and then his car spinned and faced the south side of the road. This caused him headache with on the front side as well as pain in the left side of the neck, left shoulder and the lower back with radiation to the left leg, often known as numbness and tingling. The headaches were usually mild. The accident happened on 10/9/2020. However, these symptoms are continuing. Today, patient reports his neck pain is around 6 to 7, and so is the lower back. The radiation of the pain he notices is both buttocks and both posterior leg, all the way to the ankle and foot as numbness and tingling. His left shoulder is injured up to, is painful up to 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. And ability to lift shoulder is only 122 degrees abduction. Headaches are usually present in the front of the head without any sensitivity to light or noise. And there are only 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. Overall, the pain level is between 6 and 7. And the ADLs that are being affected are also 6 and 7. Patient reports almost 40 to 50% improvement in the pain. And his ADLs that are affected are general activity and mood is affected 7. Walking ability is affected 6. Rest of the ADLs are not affected. In the system review in neurology and psych, patient complains of headaches with depression but no TBI symptoms. Patient denies any vertigo, dizziness, vision disturbance, double vision, blackouts, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient is suffering from stiffness in the shoulder, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, nerve pain, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, as well as moderate difficulty walking. In the GI, patient reports patient does not report any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel or stomach pain, blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma or trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level. It has remained the same. Also, there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss or any other trauma in this last 30 days. Current pain medication is Tramadol. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance. Is a pain medication regimen. The physical examination, blood pressure is 156 over 91, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of 5/10/2022. Dictation number is 0514-060. The diagnosis of the same. Plan of care is as follows. The patient is not interested in having any injection treatment or any invasive treatment, or any surgical option. He has signed a release. Although his MRIs are positive and he has been informed that he has a bulging disc at L3, 4, L4, 5, L5, S1 without any herniated disc, and there is a bulging disc at C5, 6. However, his shoulder is completely normal at this time, and brain is normal. The patient is continuing physical therapy as per his wish, to 2 times a week on with traction massage aquatherapy. His MRI and his maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. His disability continues in work, housework, and transportation. Other than that his medication continue in the area of Celebrex 200 milligram daily, Lyrica, Tizanidine 4 milligram twice a day, Tramadol ER 100 milligram daily, and Lunesta 1 milligram daily, and the Voltron gel and Lidocaine patch. However, I decided to discontinue his Tizanidine and Diclofenac and Cerisex. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time and there are two refills on the prescription. Thank you.